Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The Final Edition.
This week we bid a sweet goodbye to Mike Bloomberg and an actual sincere goodbye, more or less, to James Lipton. Also, you just moved your clock forward, and yes, it's stupid, and no, we shouldn't be doing it anymore. Then the entire second half of the show is the final episode of the audio play The Invisible World. I apologize for the differences in the sound quality from one moment to the next with that production. I didn't record it in a studio. I just lugged a laptop and a couple of microphones all over New York City. So you get what you get. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
It's daylight savings time. Move your clock 1 hour ahead. The Final Edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
So is 60 minutes canceled that week?
So we're moving the clock ahead at 2 a.m.? But that's when I have my job interview.
Great. One less hour to masturbate.
No, you get that hour back in October.
You know, I know when it's time to change my clocks because it's been just long enough where I forget how to change my clock.
Oh, God, daylight savings and a leap year? I'll never know what time it is.
Well, in addition to daylight savings time where I move the clock ahead, I also do a similar thing with space where I just move a mile ahead.
But then you move a mile back.
Then I gotta move a mile back next autumn.
I also, during this entire time period, expect you to arbitrarily call me Steve.
Wait, it's another time I gotta put two hands on my clock?
Fantastic. 1 hour closer to death.
No, you get that hour back in October.
Oh, motherfucker. I finally had an erection that lasted for 1 hour and 2 minutes.
We just had slightly over an hour of sex.
I don't know, I think time keeps on slipping, slipping.
Slipping into the future? No, you get that hour back in October.
Coming soon, this summer's biggest blockbuster, Top Gun, 30 plus years later.
Maverick, you look like you haven't aged a day. Where have you been keeping yourself?
Living in Pennsylvania with Charlie, sir.
Wait, you're still married to Charlie?
For more than 3 decades, sir.
I mean, look at her. They won't even cast her in the movie. Are you even in love anymore?
No, sir. Absolutely miserable, sir.
I mean, any other man with your charm and insatiable love of risk would leave that mess behind and ride that Harley into the sunset with some waitress half your age. Yet you're still hitched to the instructor who took advantage of you in training school.
It kind of defies belief, sir.
Top Gun, 30 plus years later, a comfortable rut coming this summer.
And now a message from former presidential candidate Michael Rubens Bloomberg.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. This is Mayor Mike Rubens Bloomberg. As I'm sure you've all heard by now, I have dropped out of the race for president. I know how sad this will make the millions of people I paid to endorse me, who then all secretly voted for Tulsi Gabbard. But before I shuffle off this mortal election, I want to take this time and set the record straight regarding some very hurtful things that were said about me during the campaign. It was heavily implied, mostly by quoting things that I said, that I do not respect broads. and let me assure you, America, that nothing could be further from the truth. In this age of Bolshevik misinformation, I think it's important to point out that I was misquoted during the debates. And worse than the insult to my pride as a dame-liker, the vicious attacks that I suffered distracted everyone from my actual message. You see, I was trying to warn people about what I consider the most dangerous threat to America today. Lesbian horses. As my beloved New York subject Jerry Seinfeld once said, not that there's anything wrong with that. I respect every American's choice to be queer, a woman, or even Chinese. But we are all turning a blind eye to the very real threat that roving bands of female horses present to the country. These sapphic mares roam the great amber waves of the heartland, being lesbotic and hassling immigrants. So when Senator Warren attacked my comments, maybe she should have explained why she hates Mexicans. In conclusion, I will miss you, America, but now I have to go join David Dinkins at the Great Mayoral Mansion in the sky. Goodbye, America. I'll see you the next time you have something for sale that I want.
Goodbye, former Mayor Michael Rubens Bloomberg. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
My name is Carl LaFong. This is my sex doll wife, Barbara, and I want to be your next mayor. I've been on the city council now for 13 years, where I've led initiatives to raise the city's minimum wage, update our water system, and address the problems of homelessness in a safe and humane way. My solutions have been effective. I've received endorsements from other council members across the political spectrum.
Carl LaFong is one of the best leaders the city has ever seen. They'll be teaching him in history classes.
Yeah, the council was in a gridlock before he got there.
Yeah, I mean, he literally saves lives.
I just think it's important to point out that he washes his socks in the bathroom at work.
Which is not relevant to his competence as a public administrator, but yeah, he washes them in the sink with hand soap.
And he hangs them to dry in the handicapped toilet stall.
I think he only has 2 pairs. We even bought him a bag of new socks just to, you know, give him a hint.
He never wears them.
And his apartment is a complete fire trap. He won't throw anything away.
Oh, God. Have you seen that place? Like, newspapers from, like, high school.
And that sex doll. He takes it with him everywhere.
Oh. I don't even think the race would be close, except his opponent has, you know, an actual wife.
Excuse me, guys, my sex doll wife Barbara is a she, not an it.
Okay.
So vote for me, Carl LaFong. Capital L small a, capital F small o small n small g. LaFong. Carl LaFong. So that I and my sex doll wife, Barbara LaFong, can fix this city.
To honor the passing of TV host James Lipton from Inside the Actor's Studio, we asked the 10 questions he always posed to his famous guests.
Number 1. What is your favorite word?
I enjoy saying Mitsubishi.
Loquacious.
That wasn't me reacting to Mike. That's one of my favorite words is...
What is your least favorite word?
Nickelback.
Back nipple.
We need to talk. Granted, that's not one word, but
no,
it's
it
never
counts.
Good to hear it.
Yeah.
What turns you on?
A light switch on my thigh.
Money.
Mirrors.
Family reunions.
What turns you off?
Same light switch.
Fucking.
Finding out she's a Nazi. Oh, wait, we moved on to turns you off?
When someone claps twice.
What sound or noise do you love? What sound or noise do you hate? What is your favorite curse word?
My mother's name.
Alakazam!
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Fucking.
comedian.
Housewife and mother.
Batman.
Evil fucking Knievel.
Aardvark.
That's not a occupation.
I pay mine.
What profession would you not like to do?
Podcast producer.
Henchman.
Glassblower.
An Ira Glass.
Guy who says, what's this button do?
Pope.
And finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Meh. Fine.
It's a $23 cover charge.
No. Up here, Hulu is free.
I hope you like puppies.
Because you're going to be one forever.
No, no. The rest of your family's not here.
Of course we have our Red Lobster.
Of course we have a ball pit.
Y'all going to be fucking.
Dude, 3-day weekend, and we're gonna spend it getting baked, eating cereal, and watching Bob's Burgers.
But dude, we only have enough cash for smokes or cereal. Not both.
What? But I can't watch cartoons without weed and bowls of processed corn.
Then get the edible that does it all.
Holy shit, dude, is that an anthropomorphic nug of weed?
Am I high right now?
No. Well, slightly. I'm Weedy, and Kellogg's is jumping into the cannabis industry with Wheaties, the sugary cereal fortified with vitamin THC, along with marshmallows, berry clusters, raisins, almonds, honey clusters, cookie pieces,
the human has been neutralized,
chocolate marshmallows, oat clusters, dried fruit, peanut butter chunks, salted caramel clusters, pretzel bites, Oreo crumbles, strawberry marshmallows, graham cracker clusters, sprinkles, and donuts! Whole fucking donuts!
It's like every cereal in the world crashed into a sundae bar and made sweet love under a milk waterfall.
It tastes like Tony the Tiger finger banged a Trix rabbit behind the Keebler tree.
Yeah, I thought it tasted familiar. Like that time I had a threesome with Tony the Tiger and the Trix rabbit behind a Keebler tree.
Yeah, man, what a night.
Each box also comes with a cheap plastic decoder ring inside, an item you wouldn't mess with for 5 seconds unless you were stoned.
Weedy's secret message of the day, smoke weed every day.
Who am I to argue with the ring?
But you said we didn't have any smoking weed.
We do now, bro.
Hey!
Oh yeah, we could smoke Weedy.
Weedy's, the only breakfast cereal that has to be paid for in cash.
We're back from break.
The Invisible World, Part 5. The final episode.
Everything all right in there, Cap?
Oh, what could go wrong in paradise?
Yeah, right. Anyway, that kid's in interrogation.
Oh, yeah, right. Thank you.
Okay. Leon Gladstone, age 15.
Oh, I'm getting interrogated.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, you provided quite a little distraction for our little department, haven't you? I have to waste a patrol car every hour cruising Waterhill Road because you sprayed graffiti on a mansion. Leon, why don't you stick to the projects where people don't have any pull?
Graffiti on ghetto houses? That's just so imitated. This isn't tagging. See, people don't get it. This is a story.
So that's why you painted cartoons all over town of skulls fighting with lasers. It's a comic book.
I'm not a comic book geek. That's just so imitative.
So who are the skulls?
See, you don't get it.
Right, yeah, I don't get it. So what are the skulls?
They're dead people, and they're at war in the future against the evil dead.
All right, okay. Against bad dead people, yeah.
And there's this battle after the evil dead kidnapped the queen of the good dead,
uh-huh.
And they've taken her to their dark kingdom underground.
Uh-huh.
See, in that photo where I tagged the library, uh-huh. The good dead people fly in from the sun.
With laser swords.
Right, and see, what I did on the side of the school bus, this old guy is letting himself get killed.
Oh yeah, okay. He lets the other guy cut him down, I see.
One of the evil dead. That's what you're not getting.
The bad guy, yeah.
But he lets the evil dead destroy him because he's just going to go back to the sun.
Back to the light, the positive force.
The light that is the positive force.
Good. Okay. So, you're ripping off Star Wars.
No. See, you didn't follow it. These people come from the sun.
The sun is a star, dark side, light side, laser fights, Vader kills Obi-Wan, it's Star Wars with dead people. Do you have any scenes with a little band in the cantina?
It's an homage.
So you're messing up other people's property with other people's ideas. Well, being unoriginal is still legal, I guess. But boundaries, Leon. Whatever else is all right these days, you don't paint your name onto other people, you know?
You don't get it. Star Wars is imitative.
Who's the most boring little men who think they're above it all, you know what I mean? You're God's gift, or your parents are mean, or you got a little power, so the rest of us are supposed to wait on you. Have I got that about right, Leon? Because you're missing something in your head. That actually puts you in charge of everything. You see the irony of that?
You know what? I have the right to remain silent.
No one gives a shit what you have to say. I hope you get raped.
What?
Still your mouth, woman. You are the ones on trial here. I am the Grand Inquisitor.
The law states I have the right to discovery.
These satanic delays. We are discovering till the sun doth burst.
I pre-interview all witnesses, review all evidence, and confront all my accusers, as outlined in Rule 16 of Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure. So, who are the witnesses?
In our village, Pamela Grace doth suffer boils and blight upon her crops.
She's been dead for 300 years. Next.
Jonathan Peabody has been levitated 3 feet.
Dead. Next.
Look, my brain hath turned to a swamp of eggs. You are Elizabeth Richardson? No, I burned her.
I am Suzanne Carson. This is Kevin Flax. We're with Dugan Wireless.
What would happen if we just walked away?
You'd still get fired.
And ye would not be saved. Satan gnaws relentlessly at your soul like a woodchuck on a corn pudding or a harlot upon St. Stephen the Rotund. Only I may preserve ye.
You want us to thank you?
I want you to thank me, and I want you to send me mine overdue firewood. And 7 more acres of prime bottom land.
Hi, don't let me interrupt.
Who in Jacob's feet are you?
I'm still Reverend Michelson, your junior pastor, and these men are setting up a witch testing device.
That's our cell tower.
There be thy witness, like an throbbing blade of God.
See? It's a large, shining cross.
Well, the cross beam is superfluous, but it won't hurt anything.
It's cool to the touch for anyone who's saved. See?
A spring that floweth, but doth not wet.
All right, sure. But when witches touch it, their hands burn. You can see. Miss Carson, he thinks you're a witch no matter what. So do us all a favor.
I know. Got it.
Suzanne, we all really appreciate this.
Just don't say anything. God damn it, I was winning. Ah, my hand, it burns.
Be gone, Satan!
Nick, where are you going, buddy? Where's your uniform?
I just sent Captain Riley my letter of resignation. I'm not working here anymore.
You're a quitter. I didn't peg you for a quitter, Nick. I didn't think you'd turn out to be a loser.
I don't think I lost everything. You wanted something from me. It wasn't just the sex. I don't know what it was, but I think I'm walking away with it.
So, okay. So I guess you're not a cop. You are a civilian, and I can pull you over. We'll chat then. All right, Nick? Be seeing you, Nick. Hello?
Is this Mr. Keith?
This is Lieutenant Keith.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were in the military.
I'm a police officer.
My mistake, Sergeant. Well, this is Bob Stevens. I'm the secretary of the Long Island Sound Boating League, and I'm afraid someone has beaten your speedboat record.
Yeah?
A fellow named Glenn Partridge hit 325 miles an hour in a Max Missile 90. Same as your boat, right?
That's 100 miles an hour more than the specs even allow.
I know, right? Completely obliterate your old record. End of an era.
Who's Glenn Partridge? Never even heard of this guy. Who are you?
I never heard of Glenn either. Think he's from California, drives a hybrid, has a bumper sticker for some public radio station.
Did this guy really break my record?
We'll be replacing your name on the webpage tomorrow. We leave you there for 24 hours, out of respect.
Don't be too quick about that. That guy's record is not going to stand.
Well, I can see why you don't want to defend your record. Everyone ages out of this sport.
That's not what I said. Did you listen to what I said?
You said it's more than your boat can do. Why would you lie about that?
I know what my boat can do. Just hold off on changing anything.
You had the record all this time and you could actually go faster?
I'm saying, watch what happens over the next 24 hours.
But you just told me your specs. I just don't understand why you'd lie about a thing like that.
You don't know who you're talking to. If you knew who you were talking to...
Whom?
What?
If you knew whom you were talking to. Or to whom you were talking.
You know, pal, I've got some work to do. Where'd you park my patrol car? I've got to run a real quick errand.
Well, at least I don't have to go back to the church. They'll never let us in.
Yeah, they will.
You told Reverend Mills we're witches.
Yeah, and he's already forgotten.
Oh, right. Crap.
So you'll be the first guy Dugan Wireless sends if there's a problem, because you've got experience here, and you succeeded. Well, if it were fun, they wouldn't pay us.
I get stuck between corporate and the creepy voice on the phone, and then I meet the creepy voice, and he's not even the problem.
The problem was the Reverend. The
problem was the Reverend, and he's not actually anything.
Not even real, in a way.
We do all the bullshit work for the assholes in charge so they can go along not even knowing they're the assholes. Oh, the company's sending me to Mississippi for a while.
What's the complication in Mississippi? I forgot.
Every so often, the Civil War statues shoot at you. Tell you impressed me here, though. Pastor Mickelson. Patience of that guy. Reintroducing himself to Milnes all day, every day. And he really knew our equipment, too. He got the cell tower together by the book.
Huh. He really studied, didn't he?
Who has ruined my church with this distorted cross? And who in Malachi's feet are you?
I'm Pastor Michelson, your junior reverend, and you're going to use this cross to listen to your congregants.
They talk to it?
Yes, they do. When some of our flock talks to each other, a lot of it goes through the cross. So, with another machine I've rigged up here, we can hear it. See?
What hath God wrought?
It might take a while to fine-tune this and sort out who's who on here. But all these people think they're having a private conversation, which we can judge.
Their secret thoughts.
The evil in their hearts.
911 emergency.
Yes, I'm calling in a noise complaint. This crazy person in a speedboat just made a gigantic racket in the Long Island Sound right by my house.
Ma'am, this is an emergency line.
It's an assault on my ears and an attack on my sovereignty. He was racing along at 1,000 miles an hour and his boat flipped and made all this commotion.
Wait, there was an accident?
My afternoon is ruined because the water is littered with boat parts.
Was there an accident?
That's what I said! The stupid thing broke into matchsticks, and now that stuff is all over my water.
Does the driver need an ambulance? Can you see him in the water?
I don't know. Aren't you listening? He was tearing around out there like a wild Indian. I want him locked up in the federal pen.
Ma'am, he may be dead.
Well, why does that have to be my problem?
I still don't get why we're driving all that way to go to church.
Just getting a little different perspective.
Dad, is there something you're not telling me? Ever since Lieutenant Keith died, you've been... I don't know.
Martha, I'm going to tell you something, and you can never repeat it to another living person. You're not my real daughter.
Please tell me you're not kidding. Hey, there's Nikki's patrol car. Hey, Nick!
Don't bother the man while he's working.
Just invite him into the house.
I cannot do that.
Why do you have to be the world's last remaining homophobe?
Not true. There's lots more of us in Iran.
Hey, Cap. Hey, Martha. Everything okay?
Yeah, we were just heading to church. Saw you over there.
Nick, you have to patrol on Sunday mornings?
Yeah, luck of the draw. Hey, Cap, I've been trying to catch you. Thanks for holding my letter of resignation. Guess I didn't have to quit after all, so...
Well, sometimes we hold resignations for 30 days.
You finished the basement?
Yeah, hired a guy. Cheap. I just let him wreck the house. It was the easiest thing.
So you're off to church already? 6 a.m.?
We're driving upstate.
Why out there?
A change of scene.
I don't know.
A change of scene.
Oh, yeah. Well, give confession to a strange priest, I guess. Might even be easier.
Right.
Yeah, it would.
Anyway, I've got to head on. Got to patrol Water Hill Road one more time.
You already got their graffiti guy, right?
Yeah, well, it's an upscale neighborhood. They get what they want.
They're very delicate, you know.
Pale and frightened, like children.
Yes, they are our children, and we love them very much.
And we have given them names.
And we are sworn to die for them.
You literally are sworn to die for them, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that was all written by Valerie Vandepan, Ben Kirshner, Barry Lank, and Joe Davis. It was performed by two of those people, plus Samantha Gerwitz, Jessica Park, Haley Hackett, and Mike Besaw. The Invisible World was written by me, Barry Lank, and starred in alphabetical order Megan Brown, Armando Diaz, Jim Earl, Kent Jones, Kevin Kiernan, Barry Lank, Michael Lutton, Ross Taylor, Liz Winstead, and Darby Worley. Everything was produced by Barry Lank, lots of music, as always, by Kevin MacLeod. Good night!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.